We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lots of questions regarding our elections as far as some of the races that were so tight. And so we've asked Secretary of State Steve Simon to join us. Congratulations, Mr. Secretary, on your re-election.
Thank you, and it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and there's always got interesting stuff to chat with you about, of course. And first things first, I want to go to District 1. I'm just looking right now to news release we've got from the Dan Feehan for Congress campaign, Steve, I wanted to ask you about. And it says, with a difference of just 1,311 votes separating the two candidates, we believe that it's important to receive the official results that county canvass officers will release in the coming days, as this race is approximately 500 votes away from triggering a recount. The campaign owes it to its voters in the 1st Congressional District to wait until official results are in. How does the recount work, Steve?
Well, the numbers that you just read to me are correct. There's about a 1,300 vote difference between them, and the rule for a congressional race is you have to be within a quarter of a percent in order to trigger a taxpayer financed recount. They're not there yet. They're not that close. They're really close. It's about 0.45%, but it would have to get to 0.25% or a quarter of a percent in order to trigger that. That could only happen within 48 hours of everything being tallied and certified, and that will happen at a meeting on November 27th. So if any candidate wants a recount, whether it's taxpayer financed or they want to foot the bill, they have to ask for it within 2 days of that final tally. And again, that won't be until late November.
So if they want to foot the bill, it'd be a little bit of a larger gap?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, if they want to foot the bill, technically, someone could lose by a million votes. And if they want to pay for a recount, they can do it. So there is no threshold there. But in terms of one that the government, that the taxpayers pay for, it's got to be within that kind of sliver difference of a quarter of a percent in a congressional race, and they're not there yet.
Mr. Secretary, is that uniform rule for every office that was elected, like this one up near Itasca where four votes separate the winner from the loser?
Well, interestingly, with legislative races, it's actually a higher threshold. It's one half of 1%, which this easily meets. It easily meets the one of a quarter, and it, of course, meets the one of one half. Yeah, isn't that something? 8 votes in District 5A, that's in the Bemidji area, 8 votes separate the candidates there. So clearly that is a recount-worthy contest, and that's going to be something to watch.
Boy, is it ever. And then also the sheriff's race here is still no concession from Rich Stanek. What's the latest on that?
That's similar to the congressional race that you just mentioned. It's very close. I mean, any of us would say, wow, that's a really close race. Out of Hennepin County, which has a ton of people in it, only 2,300 votes separate them. That's 0.44%. So that doesn't meet the threshold of 0.25% that would trigger a taxpayer-financed recount. Now, my understanding is that Sheriff Stanek is saying, look, let's see how these local canvassing boards, which is a fancy word for the group that certifies the final results, let's wait until these local canvassing boards get together, and maybe there are votes that they overlooked or didn't tally accidentally on election night. So let's wait, he's saying, to see whether it tightens so much that it would trigger a taxpayer finance recount.
Mr. Secretary, also this 6% that went to Noah Johnson in the grassroots legalized cannabis effort, does that make them a major party now?
It does. Not only that, there are two marijuana legalization parties that have now obtained major party status. There's the Grassroots Legalized Cannabis Party and a separate party called Legal Marijuana Now. They support the same thing, but they're two totally different parties. They field the totally different candidates. Each of those parties achieved major party status. And the way to do that in Minnesota is any statewide candidate in the party who gets more than 5% in any contest, that entitles that party to major party status, and that happened this year. So now we have four major parties in Minnesota now. We have the DFL party, the State Republican Party, Grassroots Legalized Cannabis Party, and the Legal Marijuana Now party. We will have four major parties.
And what does that mean when you achieve major party status?
Mostly what it means is that they are entitled to partial public financing for the candidates who run. It's partial. It's something Minnesota has had for decades, where their candidates are entitled to a certain state subsidy based on party strength. The candidates who run under that banner are entitled to offer supporters a $50 refund for any contribution that they give. That can be a real big boost for any candidate or any party. So it's not nothing. It really puts them on a platform, again, with the Democrats and the Republicans in terms of that kind of campaign help.
How did we vote in absentee voting as far as numbers, and what were the demographics? Do we know yet?
We are still sifting and sorting through what the percentages will be. All I can tell you is it was off the charts. We surpassed all sorts of records in terms of the run-up to the election, in terms of raw numbers and percentages of people who were using that option. And that continues to be a real positive change for Minnesota. I think the way to think about it from now on, really, is that Election Day is the last day to vote. It's not the day to vote, and people are treating it that way. They are voting in great numbers in the days and even weeks before the election, and that has a lot of downstream effects, even on campaigns and candidates, because you don't really have the incentive as much anymore to withhold or to save everything up for that last 3 or 4 day burst, because a sizable chunk of the electorate has already voted at that point.
Mr. Secretary, before I let you go, any irregularities reported from Tuesday?
The only irregularities that we got, and we got over 1,000 calls just on Tuesday, people with all sorts of questions about the election, and sometimes they were reporting things. We did hear things like people were asking inadvertently, we think, for people's proof of citizenship, that kind of thing. There's only two states in the country that have that kind of thing, where you need to show like a birth certificate, for example. That's not Minnesota law, and so it's improper to ask for that kind of thing. Other than that, there's nothing that comes to mind for me in terms of irregularities, allegations of fraud, that sort of thing. I mean, that'll sort of sort out in the weeks to come, and there may be things that our local law enforcement investigate. I trust them. They have the authority to do this, and they must do it under state law. And so we'll see how that all pans out. But on Election Day, we got a lot of calls. Very few of them were reports of irregularities.
Steve, thanks for your time, as always.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Steve Simon, Secretary of State, WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.